So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration, and it's for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And this next guest is both. She's so much fun to be around. I have published her to number one bestseller now. Gosh, are we on two? We've had two so far. And another one is on the way really soon. So number one bestseller internationally. And the funniest thing that when she first came to me about her was her shoes. And I will just leave it at that. So welcome, Natalie Krishna.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So what's this thing about shoes? Like, I don't think anyone understands shoes the way you do.
Well, shoes has always been like a little guilty pleasure of mine. I had, when I was younger, I would see them and I just love, my body would just melt. I was not allowed to have them. I was not allowed, especially high heels. I was not allowed to have anything, but.
Well, you were allowed to have shoes, but you weren't allowed to have nice pretty ones.
No. Not nice pretty ones. No, we didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of money. So we would get like the cheapest shoes possible. And I would just admire these beautiful, like sparkly shoes. And it wasn't until I got older and I actually put my foot into a new pair of shoes that it literally rippled out into my entire life.
Wow.
The shoes, was such a contribution.
So do you have a number? How many shoes do you think you have in your closet? I've seen a picture. It's a lot. Oh,
it is. I actually don't have a number because it's always growing as well. I have a lot that are still in the box and waiting to be taken. Shoes, it's going to sound weird, but they talk to me. I get different, each shoes, I start getting images of how they want to be photographed. So until they get photographed, I don't actually take them out of the box yet until they're, it's funny. I just start seeing like a certain pair of shoes by a tree or on a specific thing. And I'm like, okay, this is how they want to be photographed. And then I just follow that.
Wow.
And yeah.
Wow. What are some of the designer names of the shoes you like?
Oh, my favorite would probably be Manola Blahnik, which is like this typical Sex in the City. And Christian Louboutin is, oh my goodness. Christian Louboutin is the epitome of sexualness and just sexy. Like they are so sexy. However, their comfort level is not very, very good.
Okay.
And Jimmy Choo is another one that is just, and they're so comfortable. Like they're so comfortable, but they're also beautiful. They're all so beautiful. Yeah. Those would probably be some of my favorites. And Dior is also another beautiful, another beautiful one.
So tell me a little bit about kind of this, the journey that you did. Tell me, go ahead. I know you lived in a trailer and like, there wasn't even enough food for the rats. Is that the story?
Nope. Yeah, there was none. We did not have a lot of money. And coincidentally, when I lived there, I literally had two pairs of shoes. I had a pair of runners and I had a pair of flip-flops.
Oh my goodness.
And so everything was, there was no extra anything. And I ended up getting divorced and moving out and on my own, and everything just kind of blossomed. My education, I started getting shoes. everything transformed.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. So if someone's kind of more towards the poverty end and they're seeking to be more towards the luxury end, what's something that you can share with someone that will kind of be that magic or help people shift into a more havingness?
One thing I would say is probably look at what you do have in your life that is working, that is a contribution, that's something, maybe just your family, you have your children and you get to cuddle them in the morning. Be grateful. When you acknowledge what you do have, that grows. So the gratitude for just being able to be with your children, for having a roof over your head, that would be one. And then second is choosing. So if you want something different, you have to choose it. So making true. A choice. Yeah, yeah. Making a choice first.
Yeah.
And then third would be adding that energy, whatever that is, into your life. It might not be like a pair of Manolo Blahniks, but it could be just something that adds that joy, the life that you yeah. feel adds that joy.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with someone and her husband's been buying insurance a lot lately. And she was kind of like deeply in judgment about that. And she goes, he doesn't do anything for himself. He just keeps buying insurance for us. And I said, well, it sounds like that gives him a huge amount of joy. I mean, I could yeah. sense, I could, when I say it, can't you even sense it?
Yeah.
Like his joy in getting more insurance for them.
Yeah.
Like it's like more than your shoes. Like it was that much of a high for him to get yeah. insurance so that he knew if anything happened,
they were taken care of.
Yeah. And it gave him some, and I said, he's actually choosing that for him. And it was just this like, oh my God, you're right. you're judging someone. And it's like, just like someone might judge you having too many beautiful pairs of shoes, right? Or yeah. too many closets full of those. Or that if like 10 pair weren't there, it'd take you a little while to notice. Like,
no, not me.
That's not true. You know every pair?
I notice them and I'm just, something's off here. And yeah.
Really? Every pair?
Yeah. If my daughters touch them, if it's moved, I'm like, what happened here? Oh, I know. There's this beautiful
community. Oh my gosh. Maybe it'll be, something will be called Don't Mess With My Shoes.
I should.
And it's really Don't Mess With My Chi, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, don't mess with my energy. Don't mess with my high. How can you go from someone who basically kind of lived in more of a no choice universe to someone who just chooses so many things all the time? And I know it's kind of a similar question, but it's a little bit different. Like this whole thing of being able to choose for you so beautifully. Just share a little bit about that energy.
I think choosing for me it started really small because I was so used to just choosing for my children and for family and for like just the basics. So there was really no choice, but it started
Guilty.
Really small. Yeah. It started really small and
yeah,
it would be I started putting myself in the equation where I hadn't even put it in me in the equation before. It was literally like a survival type mode. And I started adding me and what I would like to my life. What I would like in my life. Wow. So I would just start looking at it and just like, what would I like my life to be like?
Wow.
And yeah, so I started just putting me in the equation.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about the book that this chapter is in that I helped create with you.
Well, this one is actually all about shoes as well. And the magic and the contribution that they were. And it's kind of gives you a few tips where I made the demand in different things to add different, like add the shoes to my life and how that choice ripples out. And for you, like whatever, for me, it's shoes or one of them is shoes. I love travel and all that too, but whatever your magic would be, mm-hmm. it would just be taking, taking tips like that.
Oh. I had some time to myself the other day and, I went to the library. It was so funny because my kids actually went on a camping trip without me. And so I actually had a couple days like without children in the house, you know, which is, you know, how rare that is, right?
Yeah.
And I went, oh my goodness. And I went to the library and I realized how much I love being at the library. And I don't give myself that pleasure that often. It's like a guilty pleasure because it takes time and I'm not giving that time to my business and I'm not, you know, how big my business is getting. And it's like, yeah. That was just time for Erica and like my favorite authors and who do I like to read. And then I chose some authors that are popular that I've never liked or tried. And I tried some new ones. And I swear to gosh, like that was such a moment for me of wow, like
nurturing.
It was so amazing. And And I love that moment. And it was funny because it's not even about money. It's just about like choosing to take the time to reward yourself. And I had, my daughter had gone to the bookstore for her birthday and I'd found this one book, but I didn't buy it. I was going to buy it, but I just like, nah, it was her birthday day. We got her a book. And it was so funny. I got home, I found the same book at the library and I don't like it that much. And it's good that I didn't buy it. It's like, it's like, it was so funny because it was like, it was counterintuitive, you know, where you think, oh, I should do this for me. But even that wasn't the right energy. It was like, what could I do for me that I'd love to do for me that makes me feel like a princess?
And adding those. Actually, that's funny. That's one of the things I do. Me and my son go to the bookstore together that we love. We just love being in the energy, and that's something, it doesn't cost anything. And we just sit there and he, and it is such a contribution. Or having baths. I love having like hot baths. Like,
add
something. Add something like that.
I love that. I have, that's one of my, that's one of my next things for my next house. It's going to have a big, nice jacuzzi bath because this has an old-fashioned bathtub. It's okay. But my next house is going to have a much different bathtub. I've already kind of started asking. And so, Natalie, how can we reach you, learn more about you, follow you? I guess you have Instagram. What else? How else?
You can find me on my website. It's www.nataliekrishna.com. Or Instagram is just Natalie Krishna, and Facebook as well, and just Natalie Krishna.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.